Alright, now good afternoon to you guys. I'm Vijay Jordan. Hope you guys are great. Now check this out. Right now, I saw this report while watching the news, right? As far as, like, it's even on Google. I want to double check because I looked at it on Google. I'm watching it on YouTube. Alright, now that's the word right now. But I want to double check and verify that it was right before I posted it. So I looked on Google for the story. And it's right. You guys can type the search in yourselves. Said many Bank of America customers as of Wednesday of this week. All right, now what was Wednesday? Wednesday was like the 2nd of October, right? 2nd of October 2024. Many customers start to check their Bank of America balances, and they had zero balances. And what you have these old faggots in this dick nut group starting to steal from people. Period. That's what it is. Like my money was in the United States, these faggots start writing fraud checks, and this is why I'm not being paranoid. I would never put my money in the fucking United States. These assholes are so godless, they're so immoral, they're so heartless, you know. They start to write fraud checks, all right? Now, these dumbass faggots talk about stealing in green. No, your stupid asses are green. Vedric Jordan is on my money. This, because the Lord Jesus put it there, so that no faggot, does that make sense? All right, no asshole in the Freemasons, all right? No faggot in the dick nut group can pop up and lie. They didn't know it was mine. So the Lord Jesus, by his blood, by his wisdom, by his goodness, made a point to put my name on my money so nobody could lie and say that they didn't know it was my money, right? Okay, so that's any dumbass faggot that want to pop up about stealing this day, Vedric Jordan is on my money. Stop fucking watching it, you dumbasses. Check this out. Well, God forgive me for the language, but you had these faggots like somebody stole from me, dumbasses. Okay, because it's a lot don't mean it's yours. Because the Lord gave me a lot don't mean it's yours. Because you sat your sorry asses there watching and trying to bet from it, trying to figure out ways to steal don't mean it's yours. Every day that you've been watching it, you see my name on it because the Lord gave it to me by Christ Jesus. And I do not apologize for it. I'm not giving your asses any money. But check this out. These assholes don't buy. I want to exacerbate a point of why I do not want my money in America. Right? These folks, I want to exacerbate a point of why I don't want my money in the United States. It's not that I'm being paranoid. I don't trust the United States. Right now, it's not just the bank of account balances are zeroed out and it's not a glitch. These assholes will start to steal people's money. And all they do is they print more money because they bought so much fraud. They're in debt to the fact that it's now interfering with their regular lives. What these assholes say, howls and wows that don't exist, just being fucked up and racist, while this racist old man lynched me, drawn up my money, calling me niggers, had that with 317 days of homelessness last year. Every piece of shit, fake family, this asshole, you know, he saw I was being treated. He sat his old nasty ass there, shitting in his diapers. I right now didn't say anything. His old clown ass, Nazi bigot, racist, blow biting his dumb ass crackhead son, and old crappy ass Mitch McConnell, his old Nazi clown ass, right? So I dealt with 317 days of lynching, this asshole calling me so many niggers, they couldn't count it. Plus, him calling the Klan this year to frame me because his dumb old ass by Jesus' blood and his goodness can steal from me after taking me through torture and war crimes and hate crimes, 317 days of hate crimes last year, drawing up my money, then locking me out of all my accounts and following me to 3 separate jobs to make sure I didn't make it back up. Now, mind you, let me put it in context to the stupid. I had $1,000 check. $1,000. My rent was just $700. That is more than sufficient to pay my rent. My light bill was $60. My cable bill was $40. That's it, and that's over $300 left for food. What's up to me, stupid ass? If you don't like that, count the check. It's $1,207. $1,207 was more than enough to doubly pay my rent. Damn near, right? Okay, all right, now that's the Lord. All right, now that, you know. But he stole that check. Does that make sense? Okay, I was like, it's easy. I can just make the check back up. If I can just log into work, I can just doubly work all night and all day, and I can just easily make it back up. And then, lo and behold, the clown locked out. He locked me out of my accounts to make sure I can make it back up. What's up? That's any dumbass that want to keep trying to lie and pretend to be racist. See, this bullshit and them trying to suppress the Israel stories across the globe. They won't be able to suppress this asshole bombing Israel, bombing the entire country of Jewish people like the Nazi clown bigoted racist he is, right? To the fact that Israel will be telling this stupid old clown ass Nazi their plans, and I do not blame them. I wouldn't tell his ass anything either. I wouldn't trust shit about this old clown ass racist. All right, now that's why he is not trustworthy. He is a racist and he is a bigot, and his views and his actions are based on his racism, his Nazism, and his bigotry. What's up, right? Check this out. Okay, you have a bunch of facts. All right, now you have, all right, now they just got busted with the wiles and hoes that don't exist. There were 5,000, there are way well over 5,000 women in the Freemasons. I don't know a party to no Satan worshiping group. I'm going to the bank. These faggots, these faggot ass racists, and these punks like TD Jakes stood up and they started trying to steal. I write now, money does not theirs, and to any faggot that said they got robbed, your dumbasses didn't get robbed. You see, Vedrick Jordan owned the money. You know damn well it's not yours. And no matter how much it is, does that be since by Jesus' blood and his goodness, through the Holy Spirit, by God's idea, by Father God Jehovah's idea, it's earned fairly. It does not matter how much it is. Plus, let me let you know something. The Lord gave me Ripple. I own Ripple, which is the extraction, right? So I can go make more in Jesus' name. Well, God forgive me. The Lord can go make more through me in Jesus, by Jesus, and because of Jesus, right? It don't matter how much money it is. Okay, if you're mad about that, you're going to be mad about the more. I'm not extracting in North America for this purpose. How dishonorable and unintegral these assholes are. It's not just that the Bank of America balances a zero. This is bullshit. These assholes, faggots, they started to steal people's money because they dumbasses about so much fraud while they lied. Halls and walls, take it back, can't get none of my money. See, they feel the repercussions of that. They have bankrupt their households to the fact they've put them in a shortfall, and a lot of them can't find their own stuff. What's up? See, God don't like ugly. I want you to look at the United States. How people try to log into their Bank of America accounts and they got zero balances because you got these old assholes and this dick nut, faggot, Satan worshiping, you know, group. I don't care what you say about that demon. Does that make sense? That goat demon is not Jesus' image. That is not Jesus' likeness. That is not Father God Jehovah's image. That is not Father God Jehovah's likeness. That is not the image of Father God Jehovah, the Lord Jesus, or the Lord Holy Spirit. That is not God's image. That is a demon. That is a devil. That is a counterfeit. That's satanic. It's going to take you straight to hell if you don't stop. You better get out the Freemasons. I write down the dick nut and the dick nut group. Does that make sense? Which is like damn one the same, basically. Okay. I write now, but people are logging into their accounts with zero balances. Zero balances. Their balances are zeroed out, right? I write now, you have, okay, there are over $50 trillion of fraud in the United States. They have no way to fix that hole, right? If you don't believe that, there are over $50 trillion of fraud in the United States. Warren Buffett bought 789 million shares of fraud. Why would Warren Buffett be so stupid to do that? I'm not mincing words here. He has no way to make that type of money. No way to earn that type of money like all these other races. Look at this. And people like T.D. Jakes buying the sun, the moon, and the stars. Let me explain what I mean by the sun, the moon, and the stars. They take it everything they have and what they don't have. They've been borrowing more money to put it into the stock of the extraction. And they have no way to, they don't own it. They have no way to work it by Jesus' goodness. They don't own it. They try to hijack it and steal it. They're so nasty and racist. And they figured they'll be able to steal it and lie some type of a lie about walls and houses and lie to countries and lie to nations. This racist piece of shit just lied to the whole world about not bombing Israel. And he did, right? All right, no, that's for the Lord. What's up? Okay, so these punks have, these godless, awful, godless, crappy folks. These some shitty folks. These folks, these some nasty ass folks. Some awful, nasty-ass folks. Jesus. These racists wouldn't give my black ass any money. But they want me to give them money. Biden called me so many niggers and black bitches, I ain't do nothing to him. Biden stuck his hands in my house one day and began to lynch me. I have a $1,200 rent check. My rent was just $700. What's up? Not just that. I was like, okay, let me log into my account. So he stole it. I was like, I can easily make it up. He locked me out of everything to make sure I can make it up. What's up? What's up? I can even put the screenshot up here. I'm like, why is it taking you a year and so much to get back to me? And they had every line excuse being racist with this stupid asshole faggot Nazi racist. And I don't appreciate it. Right? Okay. All right, now that's the Lord. All right, now, okay, so you got these old racist folks that don't try to steal from me. They can't steal from me. Don't try to lie to steal from me. Don't try to frame to steal from me. Don't try to lynch me to steal from me. Did hate crimes steal from me? These assholes like T.D. Jakes and D.L. Booty. All right, now that's the Lord and all of them too, right? Okay. All right, no, they did every evil to me to try to steal money from me. That is not theirs. Money earned fairly, that's not theirs. I don't care how much it is. It's not yours. You know damn well that's why you see my name on everything you want. Log in, the Lord put Vedrick Jordan on it so you can lie that it's yours. You can lie that somebody stole from your asses. You can lie like you're entitled. You see my name on it. You know damn well it's my money. The Lord Jesus gave it to me. Stop being jealous. The Lord said don't covet anything in your neighbor's house. It is not yours. That's any delusional faggot that don't sell your soul to the devil. Your asses are not getting any money. I said no. My goal in Jesus' name is to help the gospel in Jesus' name. All right, no, help Israel into God's hardest content, the gospel to God's hardest content. My own family, but I don't have any kids. I'm not married yet. All right, now love William. All right, now so I'm not looking for anybody. No, and two dudes and two men can't be married. What you feel about that? All right, now and Jesus, my flawless, beautiful, gorgeous vessel, I'm shining to go to bank. I'm very excited. All right, now to help other people. All right, now don't worry. I'm not going to go bankrupt. Do everything within a budget. I'm going to help Israel into God's hardest content. I'm going to do everything I can for the gospel into God's heart is content, period. When I say the Lord, I mean Jesus. When I say the Lord, I mean Father God, Jehovah. When I say the Lord, I mean the Holy Spirit. When I say the Lord, I mean Jesus. I mean Jesus. I mean just Jesus. I mean only Jesus. I mean just because of Jesus. I mean Jesus when I say the Lord. So nobody can't lie that God means this or mean God means that. God means Jesus. God is Jesus. There's only one God, and his name is Jesus, right? All right, now, but look at how these punks are stealing people's money. It's not that the balances are zero up. My money was in the United States. You know what these faggots did? They started to write fraud checks. They didn't have my signature or anything. They started trying to steal from me. Then the Lord God, but through his son Jesus, the Lord God Jehovah, by his son Jesus, through the Holy Spirit, got my money out of the United States divinely. Divinely intervened. They clawed it back from their assets, and they sent it to Great Britain. It's not me being paranoid. I don't want shit to do in America. I don't care what ad. I don't care who you put in the White House. I have a problem with Trump. I told you guys over Kamala Harris and Tim Walz, I would never vote for that piece of shit. I right now would vote for Trump. I would vote for Trump in a heartbeat. I'm not voting for Kamala Walz, Kamala Harris. I right now in, what's his name? Old bigot, Tim Walz. I'm not voting for that nasty asshole man, right? I right now, that's the word. So between Kamala and Trump, I would vote for Trump any day, right? In spite of their running mates, because they don't have good running mates. That in my opinion. All right, now that's for the Lord. All right, now, so you can make it out what you will. I don't agree with the abortion shit on the Democrat side, the transgender bullshit on the Democratic side. Like I said, I vote for Trump. All right, now that's for the Lord. All right, now I'm not voting because the American is not going to lie anything about me being stupid enough to send my money back here. Look at how these accounts are zero balance. My money was in the United States. These faggots start to do the same thing to me. They start stealing my money. You see the zero balances in these accounts? That's what I'm saying. I don't like the United States. How it is. How horrible these faggots are. If you're dealing with something, please don't be offended. As far as the F word, but these assholes start to write themselves fraud checks when my money was in the United States. These punks saw Vidra Jordan. How do you sit your faggot asses there as some other asshole can promise you money that you know damn well it's not yours? You clowns have lost your fucking minds. You see Vidra Jordan on it. You know damn well it's not yours. Stop pretending that's yours because you're salty and mad. Stop being salty and mad because it's not going to fix anything. I said no. Right? I didn't proceed to steal from anybody or take from anybody or harm anybody or lynch anybody or allow anybody or starve anybody or do evil against somebody. I didn't do none of that. Like this asshole just stuck his hands out and bombed Israel one day. He started sticking his hands in my house and bombed, you know, terrorizing me and lynching me. One day he gave me an AIDS test, a drug test, a blood test. All right, now that's for what he gave me. All manner. All right, now I've tested. Right, now that's for the Lord. All right, now just all manner of stuff. All right, now that's for the Lord. All right, now. All right, no, but Lord have mercy. All right, now, but I'm going overseas to China, going straight to the bank. All right, don't need to talk to anybody. I'm going straight to the bank. How can I put this? I'm going straight into the bank. Don't need to talk to anybody. I'm just going to write Chinese government a check, write the people a check. Does that make sense? All right, now. That's for the Lord, and right now, I had a dream about a cousin. All right, now, that's for the Lord, and right now, the dude is cheating. All right, now, the dream that one of somebody popped up with HIV. Biden just tested me for a blood test. All right, now, drugs test. All right, now, Biden just tested me for blood tests, drugs tests, and AIDS tests, disease tests. All right, now, the dream old Angie cheated. All right, now, that's for the Lord. I'm going to bring HIV back home. All right, now, that's for the Lord. All right, I'm going to put that out. I'm not going to say I'll ask on to who. All right, now, these dudes and that stuff. All right, now, just for the Lord. All right, now, but I'm not here for the United States with it. All right, now, Angie is married to somebody that's related to me. I'm not going to put a name out there. Does that make sense? All right, now, but Angie cheating. Does that make sense? All right, now, I know what I saw in that dream. All right, now, that's the Lord. All right, now, but check this out. All right, now, sometimes you have dreams and stuff. All right, I have dreams sometimes. I told you guys, I dream about frogs. I dream about a rotted tree with bugs in it. I had dreams like that. Does that make sense? All right, now, that's the Lord. All right, now, that's the Lord. So I have some dreams. All right, now, you got the extraction being put together, right? Does that make sense? All right, now, I wish it were easy as the Lord just give me, you know, billions of pages. All right, now the pages are translating to over $4 or $5 septillion. All right, now that's for that would be easy, be easier. All right, now then 14 months developing the extractions you got behind the scenes there, but sometimes, right now that's for the Lord. All right, now, all right, now just some weird shit, but I hope that you guys are willing great. But as far as the United States is concerned, all right, now that's for the Lord. All right, now check this out. I didn't extract it as far as like with the cousin. No, right? Does that make sense? All right, I didn't extract anything. That was a dream. All right, now, but as far as like this is concerned, all right, now, oh yeah, may Jesus destroy me if I'm lying. I didn't dream about Israel either. You know, no. But as far as like United States is concerned, here go these zero out balances. Does that make sense to right now? That's the Lord. The reason why there's zero out balances, you know, is because I talked to William right now, but they're you know, these zeroed out balances are right now because these punks have started to steal people's money. Okay, now this is not mine. The Bank of America, you know, putting this up here. No, that's not mine. I saw it on YouTube. I want to check it out. And I got up with Google clearly, but you know, it's not me being paranoid. I don't trust the United States. I'm not dealing with the United States. I'm never putting money back into the United States. These assholes steal from people, no matter who in there, steal from people, no matter who in there. They take from people. They rip people out because of their stupid-ass decisions. Nobody told these faggots to buy all that fraud. Nobody told these assholes to buy all that fraud. Look at Warren Buffett loaded up on fraud like he's stupid. This old man had no way to make money like that. I mean, no savvy investor. You know, talk about he's the Oracle of Wall Street. Okay, if he's such an Oracle, who the fuck take a risk like that by 789 million shares or something they have no way to make the money for? You have no way to insure that money. Why would you do such a thing? Because he had faith the racists could steal everything. That's what he had faith in. And by Jesus' blood and his goodness, he see the racists and these assholes can't steal everything. All right, now that's for the Lord. Right now, he pulled the money out the United States. What's up? Right? It's just some crazy shit. Does that make sense? Right now, that's for the Lord. Right now, I mean, what's up? Right now, so it's not me being paranoid as far as the United States is concerned. No way. It's not me being paranoid as far as the United States is concerned. It's me not trusting the United States. My Lord Jesus, divinely got my money out the United States. I am not going against the wisdom of Jesus. I do not want my money ever again in the United States, no matter where I am in the world, because I'm not coming back to the United States once I get it by choice. So right now, not right now, no. I don't trust the United States, but in the racists that are in it. The racists that are in it wish me when I have not even been to the bank yet. Imagine how clown they're going to be when I get, you know, if I came back with the money like that, right? No. So I'm going over to England. Go found a nation of my own. Some nations of my own in Jesus' name. The reason the Isles of Jesus, right? Dedicate to Jesus, for Jesus, in the name of Jesus, right? Free nations, right? Democracy, you know, does that make sense? Democracy to a point. All right, no, that's the Lord. All right, no, the Lord government would be, actually. All right, now, but check this out. This is why I don't want my money in the United States. The United States and the punks that are running it. All these, this one knows this one, and that one knows that one, and this other one knows this one, this one, and that group knows the Freemasons, the same difference. I right now, this one knows this asshole, and this one knows this skinhead, and this bigot, and that bigot knows T.D. Jakes, and that bigot, oh, not that this asshole knows T.D. Jakes, and this big and this skinhead, and those shitty britches mixing old dick-blowing clown clan, Nazi dick-blowing Joe and his old crackhead-ass son. These fuckers have started to steal people's money. It is not just that it's going to a zero balance. That is a lie. They have bought all that fraud. They have no way to make the money. They have zero ways to make the money. They cannot steal. They got caught bombing Israel. They got caught lying to the world. They put this little bastard here on me to watch everything I do. They went behind the scenes to study the extraction being put together. There are hours of it. Does that make sense? Being put together and just following my laptop. They got footage of it being put together. All right, now that's for the Lord. Right now, they have not been able to steal by Christ Jesus' goodness, right? Just these folks, how they just stick their hands into people's accounts for money they work for and steal. And then last a glitch. And then last a bank failure so they can insure it up $250,000 just steal from people. I don't like the United States. I'm not being paranoid. This is why I don't want my money here to any jackass faggot saying, well, being stolen from. They see Vidrick Jordan on the money. No matter how much it is, it's mine. The Lord gave it to me by Jesus' goodness. I right now, that's for what, not a bunch of punks staring at it trying to steal it. I thank God for Jesus, right? I right now, don't worry, no matter where I step in on planet Earth, no matter where I go on planet Earth, Europe, Asia, South America, I right now, that's for the Lord. I right now, Canada, Mexico, I right now, it doesn't matter, Africa, I right now, that's for the Lord. I right now, China, UK, Paris, right, for France, rather, no matter where I go on planet Earth, no matter where I step on planet Earth, it's going to sell out and nobody's going to lose their money. That's not me guaranteeing your jackass's money because you stole from up under me. I didn't tell you to do that. I haven't offered any stocks, I've even tried that. All right, no matter where I go in the world, it's going to sell out, and nobody has to worry about losing their money when I actually do it myself. Well, God forgive me, when through the Lord Jesus is actually done with the Lord Jesus, or right now, without these old racists in the United States. These assholes will start to steal people's money because they bought all that fraud, and nobody made their asses do that being greedy. And they don't have any fucking way to make all that money. These are not zeroed out balances. It's these assholes stealing from regular people to show up their stupidity. And it's not right. Thank you guys so much.